Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. A Monday edition of The Drive, a week-starting edition right here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, we're with you for the next couple of hours. Tom Thurber, Max Power, doing what they do so very well in support of this tremendous on-air talent that they get to work with.
It's been how long since we've done a two-hour show together?
I don't keep track of things like that.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Last week.
No, not last week. You were gone Monday, Tuesday, less than 2 hours the next 2 days, and then I was gone Friday.
I don't.
Right, Tom? And I don't. Was I here the previous Friday?
Those are the things. Those are the things that I just don't spend a lot of time thinking about.
So it's been 10 days since we've done a two-hour show together.
There you go.
Amazing.
So let's see if we still got it. I'm not convinced we do.
I would be surprised if we do.
We got to fill a little time today, and I'll do that because
I'm capable of it.
Because
I have the opinions and the
I'm capable of it just
will.
By a flow of thought.
Well, I want to talk about basketball today.
No, we'll talk about basketball, but I'm going to start out with one of the saddest, most depressing things I've seen in sports in decades.
And what could that be?
Game two of your doubleheader.
Dexter Fowler giving a pitcher a home run.
That was not good, but the Cardinals won the game. Game two of the Indians-Braves doubleheader on Saturday night. What am I doing on a Saturday night? I'm tuning in to game two of the doubleheader between the Indians and the Braves.
That's probably why we lost. You probably brought some bad juju into that.
And I don't even think you'd argue with this. That was miserable.
Of course it was. What do you want me to say? Like, I enjoyed watching our pitching
staff? And all I'm thinking the whole time is, it's 12 degrees. There's 14 people there. And Terry Francona, I don't know.
Well, he got his steps in. His Fitbit had to be blowing up.
What's wrong with that team? What was the score going into the
7-3.
And you brought in who?
I think Adam Simber started.
No, it was another guy, wasn't it?
Oh, it was Perez first. And then Simber, and then Olsen, and then Anderson. But household names, to be sure.
You couldn't have come up with a worse rule.
They'll be fine.
But then they got blown out yesterday. That's the kind of game when you lose that, I don't know.
They're playing the Marlins next. So let's not, jump to conclusions. They could sleepwalk.
So what was your reaction?
I was irritated. I didn't even watch Sunday. I didn't even begin to watch.
So why can't you just come clean and say, that took me to my limit as an Indian?
It didn't take me to my limit.
What is your limit?
It just frustrated me. Like, okay, we're going good. We're about to sweep the Braves in a doubleheader. Sunday will be gravy. It doesn't really matter. We've won the series, took 2 out of 3, and then they lose. It's embarrassing. It made me want to take a little break.
Is that why you said I want to talk basketball, because you knew I was going to
hit that? No, not necessarily, but I've got opinions.
Even my wife, who loves watching baseball and pulls very much for the Indians because of her allegiance to you. She was groaning.
Well, it was mismanaged. Whitgren, who pitched the eighth inning of the game one with a 4-run lead, should have pitched the ninth. They should have saved Brad Hand for game two, but they're not going to pitch either of those guys twice. Those are the only two guys in the bullpen right now that we have any trust in, and you blew them both in one game. So,
and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because I'm sure nobody watched, including in Cleveland. What an embarrassing...
The Saturday afternoon
Cleveland
game
is the most depressing place.
No, it's not.
Jeff, I'm being honest. I'm not trying to.
It's not. I love
They're going to have the All-Star game this year, and it's going to be in July, and it could be 57 degrees.
It's not 57 degrees. It gets hot in Cleveland. You act like you've never been there. There's a show called Hot in Cleveland. Of course it gets hot in Cleveland. Well, it gets sweltering in Cleveland.
I felt bad for you. I honestly did.
There's nothing to feel bad about. The Indians are fine. Their lineups, they scored 20 runs in the three-game series.
What was the score yesterday?
11-5.
So it was 9-0 or something.
I think it was 11-0. And then
then the Braves put Bobby Cox on the mound. I mean, 11-0.
We're not going to hit against left-handed pitching. So
I don't know.
The more the teams throw that out at us and we've got six lefties in the lineup or five, it's not going to go well. But we'll get Oscar Mercado up pretty soon. We'll get Jordan Luplo back in the mix.
You act like these guys.
Why is Hanley dropped? Makes no sense.
You act like these guys can actually come in and do something. It's sad.
Look at Oscar Mercado in AAA right now. The kid.
He's been good at AAA for 3 years. Where is he?
In AAA. What do you mean? He's like 24.
If he's this good, get him up. What are you waiting on?
We're waiting.
You don't have an outfielder.
No, our outfield's good.
Be real.
Carlos Gonzalez, Leonis Martinez.
Here's where I am on the Cardinals. Starting rotation, a big concern. I can be honest. Everything else about the team I like.
What about the bullpen?
Bullpen's been great.
Not my guy, Andrew Miller.
He's struggled.
He's been horrific. He's probably finished.
He may be finished. He had a stretch of about 5 games where he looked like his old self, but now he's giving up home runs every time he pitches.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. He gives up a lot of home runs.
Bothersome. Extremely bothersome.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
869-1240 if you'd like to get with us today. Don't forget, we've got our mock draft coming up on Thursday on the show, and we still have a dozen teams unaccounted for. I expect this listener base to step up. You always have, and you by God always will.
Well, this is a lot of teams we got to fill.
What?
Don't I get one of these teams? Don't I get to pick for the New York Jets, 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 Jets?
No, I'd rather have a listener. Here's the teams we have remaining. Jets, Giants, Jags, Bills, Falcons, Redskins, Panthers, Titans, Texans, Eagles, Chargers, Rams. Interested? Direct message either me at Bob Lutz on Twitter or Jeff at JLutz82. Email me, Bob at KFHradio.com. Let's get this field.
There's so many avenues.
Let's get this field set today, folks. I don't like fretting about things. I worry. I'm a little bit of a control freak. Would you say that's accurate?
Is that true?
Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, maybe a little.
I have difficulty assessing myself.
I know. I don't get that. It makes no sense to me.
It's like I don't know what I am or who I am. Honest to goodness. I don't know what to rely on.
I've never met anyone better at assessing themselves than me. And for some reason, you just have lost that skill.
Even though
you're a journalist and you're an observer. And
yeah, but I'm so confusing that I've confused myself. I don't know what my good traits are. I don't know what my bad traits are. I suppose being a control freak. Why do they put freak on the end of it?
Because that's what it is. You're freaky.
I don't know that I'm that much of a control freak. I like for others to do things. I just don't know that they will.
You only like others to do things you don't want to do.
Like, give me an example.
Hey, go get me a Dr. Pepper. Go take out the trash. Just go get me something. That's basically
That's my only...
That's where you give up control. Is when you want something done for you.
What a terrible thing to say, but I can't refute it.
It's pretty
because I don't have a feel for myself.
It's pretty much the truth, though, right?
Let me go to our third party and get an indication. Tommy, would you say that I'm somewhat of a control freak or very much a control? Very much. Tommy says very much a control freak. So I don't know what that means. Is that something I need to work on?
Probably not. It's too late.
But is it something that people look at me and say, oh, I can't stand that guy. He's such a control freak.
Potentially.
That's what they say?
Potentially. Tommy does, for sure. I know that.
No, I'm being serious.
I don't know.
Being a control freak, I want to control the number of people who really don't like me. I don't want that list to grow.
But who cares?
I do.
Why?
Because I'm a control freak.
But why do you care if somebody doesn't like you?
Because I want to control that.
That's strange.
See what I mean? It is strange.
But remember, I didn't like when Mike Furches was in the other day. And you pointed to his daughter and, oh, this guy's pretty insecure. I didn't like that.
Is that controlling?
No, because that's you.
I'm insecure?
Completely. You care about who likes you.
But she thought you were the insecure one.
I doubt she really did.
Oh, she did. It was obvious. You should have seen some of the motions she made when you weren't looking.
There were no motions.
Like, you know, this kind of stuff. The circling the ear, like,
crazy.
This guy's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want what's a good attribute that I have?
I think you're an enthusiastic person.
That's an attribute?
I think when you decide to do something like me, you decide to do more things than I decide to do. But when we decide to do something, we usually are all in on it.
Well,
we usually give it 100%.
You can't help but be all in on something you decide to do. Is that an attribute, or is that
just... Yeah, some people half-ass everything, even the stuff they care about. I think, I would guess that's the case. I don't know.
So my enthusiasm and my determination.
Yeah, you have good determination.
There you go. Well, I can live with that, even though the control part is something I probably need to work on. I wonder what my wife would have to say about that. She would... You know what?
Her
word to me is gospel.
She knows.
Have you talked to her about it?
No, but she knows. You can't live with you and not understand how controlling you are as a person.
Oh, my God.
What?
Did you hear yourself?
What?
Max, play that back at a break sometime. That just snippet of how controlling I am as a person. What's wrong? You're making faces at Tommy.
Tommy's rubbing his chest. It concerns me.
Tommy's just
and
don't watch Tommy.
Well, I don't want him to drop dead during the show.
If he does,
that would be great for ratings, but bad for.
If he does, we'll get one of the engineers in. Okay,
just one of the others. We'll sweep him out and bring in somebody new.
Well, I don't know what to do. Listen, if that were to happen on the air to any of us, and we hope it doesn't, although listeners probably, yeah, that'd be cool, so cool. But we don't want that to happen.
If you died on the air, would you want me to continue the show?
Well, you couldn't. You would be so rattled and devastated.
I'd be rattled. I don't know.
You wouldn't be devastated?
I'd probably be pretty inconsolable.
I know who you are. I know when I had my procedure recently, you were a little bit freaked out.
Concerned.
You know that.
If I die on the show, you can keep it going. I don't.
Well, of course not.
But I'm saying if you do, I won't mind.
I would need a good month.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
How long would you need?
A week.
A week?
I don't know. I've honestly never thought about
that. Think about it.
I don't want to think about it.
See?
Nor do you.
Well, I have thought
about it. But I am very pro... Continue life after I'm gone. Don't really. I mean, I get that some people will be sad. They'll mourn in their own way.
Well, everybody's going to continue life.
But just don't do anything out of the ordinary. Don't signify outside of a funeral. Don't be putting highway signs out there if I die in a car wreck.
You don't want a memorial service?
Yeah, I want that, but that's it. If someone kills me, don't go to their trial. Just continue to go.
I'll go to their trial. And I will cause a tremendous scene.
I don't want that.
No, but I am going to do that.
But I'm asking you not to.
But I've already decided that. If somebody were to do something terrible to someone that's in my family, I'm going to the trial.
Really?
And I'm going to be that guy.
You're going to cause a scene?
So
who does that help?
Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, I've given you notice. You're going to have to do something. And it may be even to the point of, I heard him talking on radio, he is banned from the courtroom. That kind of stuff.
Okay. Don't want a decal on the back of your windshield.
No, I'm not. I don't do that for anybody.
Bury me. I want to be buried and then move along.
I don't want to talk about this.
Sorry.
This is morbid.
It
but
is.
But it's right up my alley.
I know. You like this kind of thing. I want to be
this
I want to be food
out.
For other
this
animals.
This really does. It freaks people. So you don't even want a casket?
Well, the Mormons will get in there, won't they?
Oh, no. These are, heavens no. Not for millions of years.
No. Well, I haven't thought about that. I just want my energy to go back into the earth, whatever that means.
These caskets, you can't break into them.
Why do they call dead people worm food then?
I've never heard that.
Tommy?
I've never heard. Well, you can get a cheap one. You can get a casket made of balsa wood if you want.
Okay.
That's what you want?
Why not?
We're getting off this topic.
I'm sorry.
This is a bizarre.
I'm not meaning to bring anybody down, but it just came up.
I just want you to understand my attributes. That's basically where this conversation started. And I don't want to be that guy that has none.
That has what?
Has none.
Well, everybody has attributes.
Jason, 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. What's up?
What songs you guys want played at your funeral?
You know what? My funeral, my celebration of life, is just simply a party. You got it, Jason?
That works.
So
I'm not sure
if somehow or another you have anything to do with it, it's just a party.
All right. I'll hang up and listen for Jeff's answer.
Thanks.
I'm not sure about what songs. Play the Eagles and Jason Eady and whatever. Doesn't really matter.
You want Jason Eady to make an appearance?
No, he'll be long.
I guarantee he's not booked that
he'll
day,
be
no
long.
Matter what day it is.
That's rude. He'll be long gone by
How
then.
Was he?
Fantastic.
And it was so fantastic that you didn't go night two.
Well, there was a lot of extenuating circumstances. Well,
give me one. If I loved the I do
right,
love the
I
Eagles.
Get that. I brought this up. I said if it was the Eagles, I'd never miss it. This was part of the conversation.
So what is
well,
the reason?
Some of the roads were flooded between Kansas City and Omaha and closed, and there were detours, and it took way too long.
The highways?
Thought, yeah. We had a terrible rental car. It was just one of these newfangled, overly technological, I know that's not a word, but it just drove us crazy. My wife was getting car sick. It's just wanted to be home.
Let's get to Earl. Earl, you're on the hotline, Twin Peaks. What's up?
I would just like to share something. I got to learn about this death when I was 17 and my 18-year-old brother died. And, of course, back then, being military family and all that, it was the doom, gloom. And, you know, it's pretty resonates a long time the way that death is done in this country. So I've given it a lot of thoughts over the years, and I've seen funerals done the way that I think would be good. You celebrate the life. In fact, you should have your playlist for your funeral instead of funeral dirges played, the sad music and everything else. I think everybody dies. I think we can all agree on that. So the celebration of life is moreover than the need to have sorrow that they're gone. And then if you're cremated, for me, the ashes are thrown in the lake where the kids can watch guppies come up and eat the ashes as they fall down, the little blue.
Well, you just took it. A dark turn, Earl.
Well, wasn't a dark turn. You do. I mean, think about the cost involved in a casket and everybody carrying it. And all, if you're in the military, a 21-gun salute, as my father was with his four combat tours, he's earned it. He says, when I go under, I want the guns. He's earned it.
I will guarantee you, Earl, that when I go, and I hope it's not soon, but when it happens, it will be a fantastic party somewhere.
And I think that is the way to celebrate a life. And because of my early experience with it, and my father, who did four combat tours from Korea to Vietnam, he believes every day we're living, you know, every day is a blessing because he was sitting around watching his buddies go down around him. So, you know, if you take that attitude with life, and that's why I do all the things that I do, every day is a chance to do something excellent, you have, when you pass, hey, you've wrung every bit of life out of it. So it shouldn't be morbid. It shouldn't freak anybody out because no one gets through, and obviously tragic deaths like the courtroom scene. A little different buzz.
I just want, and thanks, Earl, I appreciate that. I just want everyone to make sure that they console my wife because she will be absolutely devastated.
And we know she'll outlive you by decades.
Why do you have to take? Why do you have to be mean?
Why is that mean?
I don't get that.
She's a vibrant woman. She's not going anywhere.
Well, just make sure she doesn't, go down the aisle again.
You should encourage her to.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'd probably tackle her if I was
really.
If I was able. Here's Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello. I would like both your opinions as journalists as to how you would feel and to what you would do if you were treated like Russell Westbrook treats the journalist in Oklahoma City.
That's a good question. We'll get Barry Trammell on one of these days. Thanks, Mike.
Russell Westbrook, been right in the thick of that.
Russell Westbrook is not a good guy.
He probably is, but I don't get what. And we need a whole segment for this, so take a break.
Well, we'll see.
I don't think he's not a good guy. He's just a punk.
He's not a good guy.
The competitive side of Russell Westbrook brings out a different person that isn't very pleasurable to be around. Who knows what he's like? By all accounts, he's liked by those closest to him. So I can't say that he's not a good guy, but he certainly doesn't conduct himself very well from a competitive standpoint.
Don't care for him.
Well, we'll talk about this.
Can't stand it.
It's weak.
We are going to celebrate today the top-selling album in history, Eagles' Greatest Hits, Volume 1. You'll hear four songs off of that record today on the show as we wrap up the countdown of the top 20 selling albums in music history. Back in a minute, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.